Merrick couldn't take it. Heady might get a free kick for Bush. He will.
Yes, Neville Brunt's news straight away saying that he's done the wrong thing.
The action at the moment is with Heady.
The action at the moment was with Brett Heady in the 1992 Grand Final. He joins us on the program now. G'day, Brett.
How are you, Simon?
Very well, thanks. I'm wondering how you are because Champion Data have gone through the 1993 to 1992 tapes, Brett, and they've downgraded you from 28 touches to 26. How are you feeling about that?
Simon, I understand this is extremely newsworthy, mate, but it's still quite raw for me to talk about this. So it's taken a lot for me to get on the program to chat to you about this.
Yep, I understand. Do you need to speak to Champion Data? Do you want their number? Do you want to ring them?
How could they do that? I mean, how is that even possible? The boys on the weekend were giving me that much hell. They said the possessions were that bad, they've decided to scrub them entirely. Not even downgraded to non-effective. They've just scrubbed them.
Yes, 28 down to 26. But I guess the good side of this, Brett, is they've gone through some other stats which weren't around in the 1990s, and why would they be? You've got the biggest number of metres gained figure and the most number of score assists. So they've taken two possessions off you, but they've given you some other prezzies, Brett.
That's it. exactly, yeah. So in amongst all that ribbing that the West Coast Eagles lads were firing at me on the weekend there, one of them piped up and said, but oh, hang on, he got the most metres gained, he got the most possessions, he got the most score assists. We should lay up on him a little bit.
Yeah, probably fair enough. And I suppose the question is, I suppose you don't really care about stats when you win, do you, when you get the medal around your neck?
We always care, us footballers. We never say that we care, but we do care,
yeah.
Particularly in retirement because, you know, things tend to get embellished a fair bit. And I can't believe this has all come out, actually, because I was at a party with Michael Braun and Quinton Lynch and Casey Green on the weekend, and they were going on about the 92 Grand Final. I said, halfway through the night, I'd had 44 touches, and then I'd sort of revised it back to about 34. I finally came clean at 28, and now I've got to go back to them and say it's 26. So, yeah, it's not good. But most of us footballers will tend to be able to tell you what happens in grand finals, you know, word for word.
To the letter. They are interesting stats, I suppose, trying to compare the different finals. And when you look at it with these stats in mind, and I know you do watch a little bit of footy these days, it was pretty even, really, wasn't it? In fact, the Geelong Cats were in front on a number of stats.
Yeah, I didn't go into massive detail, but I saw that they'd won the inside 50 count, and time in forward half was pretty even. And to be quite honest, that's what it felt like on the day.
Yeah,
You know, it really felt like they were on top big time in that first half, and you know, we were just hanging in there. And apart from those couple of little sort of Tony Evans goals, you know, we're probably a bit further back, you know. So, I guess the stats now that I've done them probably, you know, bore what we were sort of thinking on the day anyway.
Yeah, sure. The bloke who did the analysis, Brett, his name is Daniel Hoyne. He works for Champion Data. I've got his mobile here. I'll send it to you. You can give him a call.
Have you got his home address, Simon? Send that to me. I'll send Woosher around there, mate. That'll sort him out.
I reckon it will. Nice to talk to you today. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Simon. See you,
mate. See you, mate.